Public News Service Daily Newscast for Tuesday, August 28, 2018. I'm Mike Clifford. Trump finally speaks about the loss of Senator John McCain. Also on the rundown, federal court appointees affecting workers' rights, a coal ash ruling called a victory over toxic pollution, and in South Dakota, the TIPS program aimed at poachers and not hunters. First, our top story, after ignoring repeated questions all day about whether he would say anything about his political nemesis John McCain, Yahoo News reports President Donald Trump finally did speak about him Monday, saying our hearts and prayers are going to the family of Senator John McCain, and we very much appreciate everything Senator McCain has done for our country. Yahoo adds the president's comments came a few hours after the White House abruptly returned its flag to half-staff Monday afternoon in honor of the late senator. U.S. Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh will begin confirmation hearings next week. Eric Tegetthoff's been talking to a legal expert who says President Trump already has made a big impact on the judiciary and workers' rights are hurting for it.
Trump has far outpaced previous presidents at this point in his presidency with 26 appeals court appointments. His nominees make up one of every seven judges on these courts nationwide. Larry Shannon with the Washington State Association for Justice says these lower court judges are bound to follow recent Supreme Court rulings that have hurt workers, including allowing forced arbitration and the Janus decision on unions.
Assuming that Kavanaugh gets confirmed, I'm not sure how much it changes what is already a very dramatic slide towards putting corporate rights, for instance, over everything else. We've already started down that road.
Shannon notes appellate judges nationwide hear a lot of cases, reaching nearly 60,000 in 2017. In comparison, the Supreme Court typically hears about 80 each year. While Trump has appointed a large number of appeals court judges, as well as Supreme Court Justice Neil Gorsuch, he lags behind past presidents for district court appointees. Shannon says it's not just the Trump administration affecting the judiciary. The U.S. Senate has streamlined the process for appointing federal judges. Shannon says this could be thought of as a political decision, but more important is the fact that some of these candidates appear to be unqualified.
You could speculate, is it political or not? A question of, are these the best people we can find to do these jobs?
Last week, the American Bar Association rated one of Trump's district court nominees unqualified. That's the fourth judge picked by the president to receive such a negative rating. Now from the New York Times, a divided panel of three federal judges again declared North Carolina's congressional map unconstitutional on Monday. The decision, which may have major implications for control of the House, set the stage for a likely election year appeal to the Supreme Court, which is now evenly split on ideological lines and lacks a ninth justice to tip the balance. A federal appeals court has ruled the EPA rules governing coal ash pits do not adequately protect from toxic pollution flowing into rivers and streams.
The Court of Appeals in Washington, D.C. has ordered the EPA to revise the Obama-era rule to properly address the health and environmental threat of coal ash dump sites. According to Lisa Evans, senior counsel with the environmental law firm Earth Justice, that means more than 900 unlined coal ash ponds currently in use around the country need to have stronger protections and may be forced to close.
Plus, in a really important part of the decision, the court ruled that ponds that are sitting at plants that retired before the effective date of the rule also have to be addressed by EPA.
The industry had argued that the 2015 rule is too stringent. Last month, the Trump administration published revisions to the rule that would make it weaker rather than stronger.
Earth Justice has filed more than 100 lawsuits challenging Trump administration attempts to roll back environmental protections. Ending net metering is killing investment in solar power in New York. That's the message industry leaders and advocates are sending to Governor Andrew Cuomo. Community groups and solar developers are urging the governor to restore net metering for large-scale community solar projects. Almost a year ago, the Public Service Commission replaced net metering with a complex system called Value of Distributed Energy Resources. According to Adam Flint with the New York Energy Democracy Alliance, since then, more than $800 million worth of investment in community solar has been threatened or canceled.
We're calling on the governor to use his authority to restore the option for net metering so that these many millions of dollars of investment and hundreds, perhaps thousands of jobs can be saved.
Legislation to restore net metering has passed in the State Assembly in New York, but did not clear the State Senate. And finally, Ross Brown reports the start of hunting season for various South Dakota game is just days away. Residents are being reminded about a hotline to call if they observe any illegal hunting, fishing, or trapping activity.
South Dakota Game, Fish, and Parks Officer Joe Keaton says last year's number of arrests through the Turn-In Poachers or TIPS hotline was the highest in program history. He says while the program offers rewards, many people call because they can't live with their conscience if they don't.
They're calling it in because it's the right thing to do, not because they want a reward, but we still really push those rewards to people because we want to get that message out there that it protects our wildlife resources.
Funds distributed by South Dakota's TIPS program are donated through a nonprofit called Wildlife Protection Incorporated. It was started by a group of citizens after a 1984 elk poaching in the Black Hills.
In the past year, the TIPS program led to 146 arrests and $31,000 in fines. I'm Mike Clifford. Thanks for Newsin' and Cruisin' with Public News Service. We are member and listener supported, and we are online at publicnewsservice.org.